right now.
Looking like a beautiful Tuesday night in store here in the listening area. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. So what's the temperature at right now? It's like, what, like mid-80s maybe? And we're going to have mid-70s overnight. Don't see much rain in the forecast. We got bands on the beach tonight.
It's going to be a nice Tuesday.
Yeah, so... very cool there. Do have some scattered showers over the next few days, but the weekend forecast looks great. Yes, I'm already looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So September, midway through the month, and things looking really good in terms of the weather right now. Tropics still active. Thankfully, nothing that we're closely paying attention to. But, think of our friends in Canada that are looking at a tropical storm making landfall around Nova Scotia. I'm not sure when the last time that's happened, where Nova Scotia is the destination of choice for a major hurricane, although by that time it'll, of course, as it moves further north, be a tropical storm. Talking about Hurricane Lee, of course. 6:13 now, News Radio 92.3, right before we get our first traffic and weather update of the hour. Our top three stories, and a big update in Washington, D.C. today. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there is going to be an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
And McCarthy says months of Republican-led investigations have uncovered serious and credible allegations that President Biden was involved in his son Hunter's dealings in terms of businesses while serving as vice president. Also, allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption warrant further investigation by the House.
Also, Pennsylvania police say that the escaped killer, Danilo Cavalcante, now has a firearm.
That raises the stake for our officers, our deputy marshals, and it increases the chance that that force is going to be used to make an arrest.
So he apparently stole it from a property before being shot at and ran out by the homeowner. And he's been on the run for almost 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday, I believe.
Yep.
And it was discovered over the weekend that he did change his appearance. So pretty surprising that he hasn't been caught yet.
Yeah. And dangerous situation became a lot more dangerous for those officers who are looking for him. So certainly hope that they are able to capture him and stay safe in the process. Finally, a federal grand jury indicting five former Memphis police officers in connection to the death of Tyree Nichols. He died earlier this year from blunt force trauma to the head 3 days after a traffic stop. The officers face multiple counts, including excessive force, conspiracy to witness tamper, and obstruction of justice. Those are our top three stories today. 6:15 now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, really, the roads haven't been acting up for us too much today. We're looking good on both I-10 and I-110 throughout our area, 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola, showing no slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. And if you're heading to bands in the beach, nothing to slow you down on the 3 Mile Bridge, 98, or the Bob Sykes Bridge onto Pensacola Beach. If you see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. As Joe mentioned, it's a beautiful Tuesday night. We do have a little bit of rain in some listening areas. Mostly it's just north of Century throughout Atmore and Bruton. They are getting some rain right now, but once that moves out, we're pretty much clear for the rest of this early evening. Coming up tomorrow, we will have some chances of rain, mostly in the afternoon after 1 p.m. Tonight, low of 75. It is 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 90. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening here locally and with our local leaders, starting with Congressman Matt Gaetz. We heard at the top of the top three stories here from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and just a few minutes after that announcement of opening an impeachment inquiry, Congressman Gaetz going on the offensive against the House Speaker here.
No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves.
And Gaetz says while the actual impeachment inquiry is a baby step, he's demanding sufficient accountability for the Biden family. Also, in Santa Rosa County, the city of Milton council actually meeting right now to discuss Whether they're going to hire a recruiting firm to find a new candidate for city manager, or if they will just go back to the Scott Collins well. Talked about this yesterday. He sent an email to city leaders over the weekend saying that he is still interested and also sending a contract proposal, some terms as far as who he will be dealing with. So I don't have any update right now, but that meeting is happening as we speak. Also, City of Pensacola with a couple of updates here. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says they are looking to demolish the Malcolm Young Gym. It's been heading that way, but confirmation of that today. He says they did look into what it would cost to just get the building back to where the point of people being able to come in, and that's without any sort of ADA compliance, new bathrooms, floors, and anything else that would, you know, make the building acceptable. He said it would be well over $1 million. Also, Pensacola Fire Department are being trained this week to identify unsafe sleep environments for infants when they respond to calls.
30% of the deaths, infant deaths in our community are related to unsafe sleep practices and environments. And it is our hope and prayer and plan that we can reduce and mitigate a large majority over the of those in the months, weeks, and years ahead through this program.
That's Allison Anderson with Escambia Healthy Start Coalition. She says one of our area has one of the highest rates of infant deaths in the state, especially so in communities of color there. Also, VIP tickets now on sale for the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show on board NES Pensacola. That show Friday, Saturday, November 3rd and 4th. You've got individual day tickets ranging from $50 for premium box seats up to $600 for a table for four in the Flightline Club. Club seats include catered food and drinks. A link to the ticketing website is available on our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. Gracie, have you been out to the homecoming show?
I went, the year was on the beach. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Oh, okay. But not on board NAS Pensacola.
But not on board NAS Pensacola. Right. So
I have, I want to say it was the first homecoming show that when I was here in Pensacola, so when I moved here back in November of 20, it was the year after because I moved here like the week after the homecoming air show. So November of 2015 was, I believe, the only time I've been onto the base for a Blue Angels show. And I was able to sit on the flight line, and I highly recommend it. You know, you're right there at the front. Obviously, you know, just general admission is free, but I think it is worth it, you know, getting right there on the flight line, $50 VIP seat there, pretty cool deal there. I'm not sure I could find four friends or three friends rather to pay the $600 there, yeah. But, you know, depending on what the catered food and drink options are, yeah, maybe that's a different story.
Yeah.
620 now, News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break. State and national news still to come. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan free. That's right, loan free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just, checking in here on the city council meeting over in Milton, got about 60 seconds in here, just, you know, kind of following, seeing if there's anything I can glean from just a quick check here. Mayor Heather Lindsay grilling the city attorney, Alex Andrade, over the nature of the conversations between him and Mr. Collins. It's been kind of fun. In a sense, to kind of see how the dynamic between Mayor Lindsay and Andrade, because, you know, she's attorney herself, and of course Andrade is the city attorney, and clearly there is a battle there. Of course, there was, I don't know what to, I'm there's so much drama from so many different points, but I, you know, remember specifically Mayor Lindsay essentially making it publicly known at a meeting that because of communication with Andrade, that she would only be communicating with him in public meetings, like city council meetings. She would not be emailing, no text, none of that. And then as soon as the complaints into Don Molinaro come up and Alex Andrade starts diving into that, Mayor Lindsay sends him an email saying that she wants to be included in these proceedings too. So, you know, it's kind of fun just to kind of look and see what, you know, I just so happened to be tuning in on that because I think she's trying to pin him down. You know, I don't know. Like, again, I that's just a one snippet that I've seen. It's been going on now for almost an hour. So I'm going to have to go back and do a full rewatch, but I'm sure that there's an angle that she is trying to get to try to pin him down. And so, you know, it's kind of like a suits thing where two attorneys are, you know, having a little ping contest. Yeah. And nobody's really saying anything because they know how they're supposed to talk when they're not trying to get pinned down. So a lot of attorney speak. Kind of going back and forth right now, but just thought that was interesting. Yeah, so
and the saga continues.
That's right. We'll see here. Will they go crawling back to Scott Collins, or will they just say, you know what, thanks, but no thanks, we're moving on here. 626 now, traffic and weather together.
Roads looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. Throughout Milton and Pace, Highway 90 also looking good. If you do see something, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
My bad.
After scattered showers move through the area, we've got again a chance for scattered rain showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Rain chance is going to run about 50-60% for the area. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s with overnight lows in the 70s. Each day this week, we have a chance for a pop-up shower or storm. There are two hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin, but none are a threat to us. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, 627 now, News Radio, taking a look at our state headlines today. Ninth grader in Broward County charged with attempted murder after allegedly stabbing a teacher in the ear this morning.
Broward Sheriff Fire Rescue transported the victim to an area hospital for treatment of injuries that are not expected to be life-threatening.
And that from a sheriff's office spokesperson, that happened at Bright Horizon Center, which is a school that serves students with special needs. Sharks continuing to cause havoc at beaches. In Volusia County this morning, a South Carolina man fell off his surfboard and was bitten in the face. Thankfully, his injury is not life-threatening. It is the seventh shark bite in the county this year. A couple of legal updates here. The new law banning transgender care for kids will remain in place while the battle plays out in the courts. A federal judge denied a request today to stop the law from taking effect. The law bans doctors from prescribing hormone therapy or puberty blockers for patients under 18 years old. Also, legal battles over Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill are now on hold. Attorneys are apparently discussing a settlement. The law bans instruction about gender identity and sexual orientation in public schools. And finally, in state headlines, Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio filing a bill to award legendary Florida State coach Bobby Bowden with a congressional gold medal. Bowden, who died back in 2021, 316 games, won two national titles, also revered for his contributions off the field as well. Rubio and Scott say the Congressional Gold Medal is Congress's highest expression of national appreciation for achievement and contributions. That's a look at what's happening here in state headlines. Real quick recap here. We'll save our national headlines for the after the Fox News break. But a recap, if you haven't heard our top three stories yet, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there will be an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, saying that due to several Republican-led investigations uncovering serious and credible allegations that President Biden was involved in his son Hunter's business dealings while serving as vice president. Also, the search for the escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante still ongoing and a bit more dangerous now as he has a firearm, I believe a 22 caliber rifle, apparently stole it from a property before being shot at and ran out of a home by the owner. Also in Memphis, a federal grand jury indicting the five former police officers in connection to the death of Tyree Nichols, charged with excessive force, conspiracy to witness tamper, and obstruction of justice. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up, and we're back with national headlines and a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. What's next for Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets? Stay tuned.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is announcing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden into overseas business dealings involving his son Hunter Biden when he was vice president. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, not impressed.
The extreme MAGA Republicans are determined to illegitimately investigate the president as part of an ideological crusade.
The president has denied talking to his son about his business deals. A federal grand jury indicts five former Memphis police officers of violating the civil rights of Tyree Nichols after his death following a traffic stop beatdown in January. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee, Kevin Ritz.
The indictment also charges those same five defendants with obstruction of justice.
Nichols was black, as are the ex-cops. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An important report on consumer inflation is due tomorrow morning, and ahead of that data on consumer prices, Walmart's boss today put out an upbeat message for investors, telling attendees at a Goldman Sachs conference that American consumers are holding up better than expected ahead of the crucial holiday season. Doug McMillan said the retail giant is feeling pretty good about the state of the consumer despite lingering macroeconomic challenges. Well, thanks in part to the impact of a manufacturing defect on the best-selling 737 MAX, Boeing delivered just 35 total planes in August, its lowest number since April. Through the first 8 months of the year, the aerospace giant has handed over 344 planes to customers. U.S. stocks eased today as traders turned their attention to tomorrow's report on consumer inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial slipped 17 points, the S&P 500 shed 25, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dropped 144, or 1%. That's your money now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Sometimes the enemy of happiness is expectation. That's why it's such a hard day to be a Jets fan. This year was going to be different. Now they're back to the same old Jets, but this team's reaction to Aaron Rodgers' injury could define the franchise's future. They have lots of talent in other positions. They continue to fight, continue to develop their young stars. Maybe they shed the same old Jets label just a little bit, with or without Aaron Rodgers. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor 2 decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Burgosh County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 6:36 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Going to start off this segment with getting a look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines, and then we'll figure out what is happening with Aaron Rodgers or what happened to him yesterday. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you do see something else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, expect some rain tomorrow up to 50%. 50% of chances of rain in the afternoon, mainly after 1 p.m. Tonight, we have some low chances of rain, but right now we're looking good throughout our area with a low of 75. It's 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 90. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small businesses, remote learners and workers, and even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the country and world today. China is allegedly behind a social media disinformation campaign about the cause of the Lahaina wildfire. One of the false claims that's been circulating is that the government was secretly testing a weather weapon on Lahaina. The same conspiracy theory circulated after Hurricane Katrina.
Also, the Biden administration is working to free five Americans being held in Iran through a prisoner exchange. It's been issued a waiver for foreign banks to transfer $6 billion to Iranian oil funds that have been held up by U.S. sanctions.
There are people who are claiming that we are giving money and we cannot give something that is not ours.
So all five Americans were transferred from prison to house arrest while the agreement was finalized.
In Iowa today, a jury starting deliberations in the case of the fatal shooting at the Starts Right Here school in Des Moines. Accused gunman Preston Walls testified yesterday saying that he feared for his life on the day he opened fire. He is accused of killing two classmates as part of a social media-fueled gang war.
Also, former President Trump is trying to have the charges in Georgia thrown out. His attorney filed paperwork yesterday asking to dismiss the state's charges in Trump's racketeering cases, and Judy Giuliani filed a similar request last week.
National Hurricane Center with an update on Hurricane Lee, putting the northeastern U.S. on alert.
Lee is expected to remain a major hurricane for the next day or so, and then the peak winds are going to gradually decrease as it moves out of the tropics and over some cooler waters. But again, as storms move northward, they tend to get bigger, and we're expecting the tropical storm force winds to be out maybe as much as 250 to 300 miles from the center.
And still very early, but Lee is expected to make landfall in Nova Scotia as a tropical storm Sunday. Dr. Michael Brennan says eastern Maine all the way down to eastern Long Island are likely to experience tropical storm force winds as Lee continues to move northward. Just shy of 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. The news confirmed this morning following an MRI, Aaron Rodgers with a fully ruptured tear of his Achilles tendon in the left foot there on Monday Night Football, just four plays into his Jets career there. Jets able to win, but now it's on to Zach Wilson, who was now the starting quarterback a year after he was the second overall pick. Things did not go well for him last year, hence bringing in Aaron Rodgers. But just four plays in, that was tough. Braves and the Phillies in action right now, middle of the fourth inning, 1-1 tie game there. Also, the Marlins and Brewers just starting off in the top of the first inning. So are the Rays and the Twins in Minneapolis there. Health, business, and science notes today. Apple coming out with the new iPhone 15 and 15 Pro lineup. They're the first phones to use USB-C charging cables, and the Pro models are made with titanium. All phones come with tougher glass shields and new satellite service and advanced cameras. And the new Apple Watch 9, the first ever carbon neutral product.
And so Joe has decided we don't know if you're getting a new one.
Yeah, there is no decision right now. I am gathering all the facts, watching all of the special videos that Apple puts out every year with their new products. Right now, I'm about 51-49 no. I just don't see enough there. Usually what gets me is like a nice color.
Yeah.
But with the and I always get the Pro Max models because I want the top of the line. But, you know, with the titanium colors, they've got like kind of like the natural titanium, which looks kind of like a mix of gold and silverish, black, white, and then like a darker blue. I've had all those colors within the last couple of years, so nothing's really standing out to me right now. But maybe I will go to a Verizon store, see one in person, and then I will then need the upgrade at that point.
Also, you know, we're always talking about weird TikTok trends that, you know, they seem great for you on TikTok, but actually they are not. Well, this is a weird one. There's a nationwide shortage of laxatives. That's thanks to a questionable new TikTok trend that suggested that it can be an alternative to the weight loss drug Ozempic. So doctors say that it's really a bad idea.
You're losing water weight and not fat weight. You also end up losing some muscle mass as well.
So in the long term, the overuse of laxatives can have permanent damage to your body.
Also, tomorrow in Washington, there is the first in a series of Senate forums on AI that'll be held.
Artificial intelligence has grown in complexity, speed, and power, doing things even experts didn't think possible so soon.
That is Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates are all expected to be on hand at the closed-door meeting tomorrow.
Also, online shopping prices are down, marking another sign that inflation is cooling off. So Adobe Analytics reports that the e-commerce prices fell 3.2% year over year in August. That's the largest annual dip in a little over 3 years. And categories seeing the biggest drop in prices include sporting goods, appliances, and electronics.
Yeah, and finally, McDonald's will be getting rid of their self-serve drink stations and moving to a system where all employees will fill all cups. Now, it's not going to be immediate, and it'll slowly shift to all locations by 2032. Apparently, it's because fewer people are eating inside their restaurants, and it'll help cut back on theft. We talked about this last hour. Gracie, my initial response to this was just pure outrage.
Yeah.
I was angry. How could they, in the year 2023, resort to me having to get out of my seat to go up and get a refill? Who does that?
They hate us being efficient. That's
right.
What they hate.
Well, Chick-fil-A does that, and I've never had a complaint about doing that. And I also, like you, cannot remember the last time I actually sat in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
So drive through all the way there. Chick-fil-A, I'm much more likely to sit inside. So, another reason to continue to go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. No, I do hope, though, you know, restaurants, and I don't think that McDonald's has this, but the big soda machines where you can get all types of sodas, like, that's an experience.
That's
you
right.
You know, if I go to Firehouse Subs, I want to.
Let me tell you something right now. I can tell already just by what you just said, if I was a person waiting behind you, I'd probably hate you because you probably just go through all of the options. You start with the Fanta, you move over to the Sprite. Which flavor of strawberry do I want? The one with the Fanta? Do I want the Dr. Pepper cherry? Do I want the Coke cherry?
I'm an indecisive person, Joe.
Yeah. If I see you at a restaurant with one of those self-serve machines, I am walking out.
Oh, gosh. 6:45, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. We're also not going to see anything to slow you down throughout Pace and Milton. But if you do see something, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call with your details. And for weather, coming up tomorrow, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon, mainly after 1 p.m. We do still have some slight chances of rain for this evening, but right now we're looking pretty great throughout our area with no major rain. It is 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 90. Great night for bands on the beach. Or I believe there's a Blue Wahoos game tonight, too. Mm-hmm. So great night to be outdoors. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Pop culture notes today, so I'm not at all excited to watch the VMAs. I won't be watching, but I will be following up on social media to see if this comes to be. So apparently Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass were all seen in New York City yesterday. J.C. Chazez photographed on a private plane, fueling rumors and speculation that maybe tonight an NSYNC reunion may be in store. And there's been talk that they've already gotten together to record music for Timberlake's upcoming animated movie, Trolls Band Together. So maybe a debut song with that reunion tonight, too.
That would definitely be cool, for sure. Also, kind of some writer strike news. So Drew Barrymore has a TV show, a daily show, and she announced that she's bringing back her talk show amid the ongoing Hollywood strikes, which just is sparking some criticism from actors and writers. In a response to Drew Barrymore announcing that she's bringing back her show, the Writers Guild of America tweeted that they're going to continue to picket strike shows that are in production during the strike, and any writing on the Drew Barrymore show is going to be in violation of the WGA strike rules. So it's a little bit confusing because I don't really know what's going to be going on during the talk show, since Drew Barrymore said we're not going to cross the picket line, we're not going to promote TVs or movie shows, and we're not going to have any writers. So it's a little bit confusing if anyone's even going to watch it, but weird one there.
Yeah, also Aerosmith being forced off the road. That's because Steven Tyler's vocal cords were damaged and bleeding after a show over the weekend. Tyler being asked not to sing for the next 30 days, and as a result, the band rescheduling the next 6 dates on its Peace Out Farewell Tour until early 2024.
And speaking of concerts, I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. At least it's a start. I said, it's better than nothing. I ain't no. So the country music icon George Strait's going to be teaming up once again with Chris Stapleton for a series of stadium concerts next year. So the pair is going to kick off in Indianapolis in 2024 in May, and then they're going to hit 8 cities before wrapping up in Las Vegas in December. If you're on the fence of, oh, you know, I'd love to see George Strait, but I don't know. I saw him in Tampa with Chris Stapleton this past August, and they were phenom.
Is that something that the young kids say these
days?
Or
what? I'm just
all right.
That's just the word that, you know, wraps up this.
There, I okay.
It was awesome.
That's very good.
So, go. Definitely
well,
go.
There is nobody on this planet I would trust more to gauge whether I should go to a country music concert than Gracie. She is absolutely phenom at that. So wacky and weird headlines are coming up here, or final break of the show. We're back in about 3 minutes. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon. Ugh. The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good. We are phenom.
Phenom.
Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I feel like that could become a little show slogan or something like that.
I'm behind it. I'm backing it.
All right. So very good there. 6:53 here, final segment of the show here on a Tuesday. Bands on the Beach, that's started at 6, didn't it? Or does it start at 7?
Starts in 7 minutes. So it starts at 7 if you're heading your way there. It is a Neil Young tribute band. So going to be a fun one.
Very cool there. Some wacky stories here before we get to traffic and weather for the final time this evening. Florida man story today involves a 40-year-old man named Armando. Cops say that during a road rage incident last week, he pulled up, pointed a gun at some teenagers, and unfortunately for Armando, realized one of them was his neighbor. He said, "Oh, my bad, bro," then drove off. Obviously fairly easy to catch, and now charged of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That is why I always make sure when I pull up to somebody and pull out my piece, I make sure that I don't know any of them.
Make sure that's not the car that goes through the neighborhood.
That's right.
Frequently, yeah. Definitely a bad one on Armando. Also, Kevin from New Hampshire, 25-year-old, is a collector. So now that incandescent light bulbs are banned, a guy in New Hampshire is stockpiled with 3,500 of them, just so he'll always have them. So Kevin, he's a 25-year-old software developer, and he says he just prefers the look of the incandescent light bulbs over the LED light bulbs. And apparently, he's a light bulb collector. So he did the math, and with the 3,500 light bulbs that he has, he's going to be set for whatever he needs them for the next 75 years.
I would love to ask him what led him to start collecting light bulbs. Look, man, people are going to collect what they're going to collect. So, you know, let them live. I will say that he could be a genius, because who knows if in 70 years from now, he has the only 20 incandescent light bulbs left on the planet, and he's able to cash them in for, a few bucks here and there. So,
yeah,
more power to him.
Definitely. 6:55, going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we learn about what happened at the Milwaukee bar last night. We're looking good on the roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, 850-262-6111 is the number to call with your slowdowns. It is 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 90. We still have some chances of rain for tonight, but right now we're looking really good. Pretty dry all throughout the listening area. Low of 75 tonight. Coming up tomorrow, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon, so pack that umbrella. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
I also see that the texters have rallied around you.
Yeah.
In the case of the fact that you take way too long determining what drink you want in those self-serve machines there. It is I who am out of order, thinking that you should hurry the heck up and make your selection so others can, you know, make theirs.
Well, I hope that I'm never just randomly in front of you, even at the own drink the drink place and at
so
work.
So far, we've avoided that. Yeah. I know when you come in each afternoon, so I make sure to either do it before or after.
Oh, gosh.
Finally, yeah, so we talked about the Milwaukee Bar. So we did this a couple weeks ago where there was a promotion that, hey, if the Aaron Rodgers-led Jets lose, well, everybody at the bar wins. So Rodgers got hurt on the fourth play of the game, of course, last night, leading everybody there who was there to partake in the promotion to kind of go nuts with their drinks. I'm sure there was people just saying, hey, rounds for everybody, all that good stuff. Because, I mean, you know, look, the Jets are playing Zach Wilson against the Bills and Josh Allen. There's no way that they possibly lose.
And the mood has changed considerably. That is because the Jets just won the game on a long touchdown in overtime. You could take a look. This is the reaction from a bar where people are realizing the bar tabs they've been racking up all night, thinking certainly with Rodgers hurt, the bar was going to be paying that tab. It is setting in. They are going to have to go to the bar and pay that tab.
Yeah, so don't gamble, kids. And also, if you're going to take part in that, bring a dollar amount and don't drink above that dollar amount.
Yeah, so just in case. I mean, that did have to seem like it's a done deal, you know.
Oh,
beginning
absolutely.
Of the game.
Nobody thought the Jets were going
to
win.
Yeah, so definitely. Ending off in some good news to end off today. There's a 14-second video that's making rounds, and if you haven't seen it, definitely recommend watching it. Here's the audio from it. What it is, it's a nonverbal kid with autism speaking to his mom for the very first time.
Hey, good morning. Are you safe? Good morning.
So seeing the mom's reaction in the video is definitely a must-see. The video was caught on the family's Ring camera, so they're always going to have the memory to watch it.
Yeah, very cool story there. Finally, in Boston, a man broke the Guinness World Record for most hops on a pogo stick, all while raising money for two charities. His name's James. He set the record with 115,179 bounces. He previously had this world record. His goal was, like, what, a little over 88,000?
Yeah, I think it was 88,44 or something
yeah.
like that.
So he goes way over that, and his partner charities, the New England Center and Home for Veterans and South Boston Vietnam Memorial. So apparently quite proficient with a pogo stick. It's actually his second world record. He also owns the record for the longest distance traveled on a pogo stick at around 23 miles, so pretty cool one there. That's going to do it for us here on a Tuesday. Hope you have a great rest of your night, Gracie, as well as all of you listening out there. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll do it again tomorrow, 4 to 7, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.